Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Hara steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Remy reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brohmer. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Remy bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Brohmer, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Remy applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hera hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards third. Hera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broimer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Stanley covering. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Manning steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broimer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Jack Broimer. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Scott trying to get to third. Cox throws the ball into Hara, who tags Scott for the out. Wolf moves to second. One out. Victor Cruz now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolf scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.